This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I'm really excited to have him back on the show, and I'll tell you why. First of all, their sales have increased over 176% over the first 6 months of 2017 versus the 6 months of 2016. We're talking no other than BioLargo. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol BLGO, and with us today is the CEO of that company, Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Everett, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
I can do it. You know, BioLargo is a sustainable science and technology company. We're inventing products that make life better. And the primary focus is on clean air, clean water, and advanced healthcare. And we've been in that invention mode to invent, prove up, and then partner our way to success. We've got three technical platforms that are all world class. As we say, they're all number one performers. They have a chance to disrupt very large markets, all focused on sustainability, good for life, good for people, good for the earth. So we got a great company going.
Well, you know, you definitely do have a great company, and we're going to talk about that today. And sales, like I said, was up. Quarter report just came out recently. Recently, you were up in Alberta, Canada. Tell us about the third annual technical symposium. Who was up there, and what did you guys accomplish?
Yeah, you know, it's a great event. It's our third annual. We started that years ago. Remember that the research projects up in Canada started with the Canadian oil sands. Our inventor, Kenneth Ray Code, was invited to join there. As a result, of course, BioLargo got to join, working with some of the major oil companies. And we started this sort of academic R&D journey with significant public funding. In fact, the total public funding now exceeds 35 grants and counting. They're expanding. We built out a full research team. And so sort of in that vein of thought, you know, how do you take a science, prove it up, refine it, optimize it, get it really well established for adoption? And we thought that the academic route, because of both public funding and the significant credibility we could surround the technology with, was the right plan for BioLargo. And it's worked out wonderfully. So this symposium is the third annual. And this one was particularly important. Remember, a year ago, we presented the Alpha Unit.
Absolutely.
Right. So the Alpha Unit got a lot of attention because I think from an investor's perspective, what they could see was that the idea was real, right? When you show a unit, they can go into the field, right? And an Alpha is really, in fact, at that symposium a year ago, we had many attendees say, you know, that's not an Alpha Unit, that's a commercial unit. And I always have to back them off and say, well, wait a minute. It's not quite ready for the volume or the scale or the ruggedized performance. But what it did show is that the science, is capable of scaling up to a reasonable volume, and it works.
Absolutely. The science works.
The science works. So now fast forward a year, what have we done? I'd say the most significant thing, there's a handful of really significant accomplishments. First of all, there was about 80 some odd people, 80, 85 people, and it's stakeholders. It's the researchers. It's people that represent the government funding programs. It's full professors from the university. It's students, actual researchers for BioLargo. Industry members, potential customers, there's a wide array, some of our staff, it's a big crew. And at that presentation, the various projects were presented in sort of the purest academic form, right? That is materials, procedures, outcome, data, to really show the attendees that the claims that we're making are fully vetted. That's really the punchline. These are fully vetted claims. They're not maybe. We've got the data to support it. In fact, I was speaking with Ken Coe just the other day, and I asked him, so what is the current, you know, run rate on the data sets? And we're at about 1,600 trials.
Wow.
And you say 1,600, well, that's 3.5 years of work. You know, most small companies can't really pull that off. And one of the questions it begs is, well, do you need 1,600, right? Do you really need to do that? And, you know, our experience has been when you present a disruptive technology to a particularly mature, difficult barrier to entry market like water, you better have your guns loaded. You better come to the table and you know what the limits are, what it does, what it won't do, when it breaks, how it works. What it can't do is sometimes more important than what it can do. because those definitions give you the limits by which you enter the market to find the sweet spot where the commercial opportunity can pull you in, right? Okay. So at this conference, we presented the data from three commercial validation studies. Now, those are bench scale, means in the lab, but we're working with real client water. Now, we could have shipped a unit to the location of the customer, but that probably quadruples the cost, okay? So instead, what you do is you say, send your water to me, okay? And so that's what we did. And in fact, it included some validation, some supervision by one of the leading water engineering firms in the world, of course, the universities, and then the professors, right, who continue to validate this as an independent third party. In any event, it represents data that's the culmination of a significant amount of work. We focused on poultry processed water, which is a very difficult body of water to treat for recycling or reuse. Dairy, which is a dairy production facility, so that's like wastewater from washdown work, full of lactose and proteins and all sorts of really difficult things, and grease, and very, smelly water, right? And then the third is from a very prominent wastewater treatment facility in the Bay Area, who is known as an innovator, who participated in delivering a secondary effluent for treating for disinfection and dealing with some very difficult contaminants. So all that data was presented and the results to a resounding success, basically. I mean, what happens is we consistently prove out the concept that the technology works, number one, and number two, it's extremely low cost, low energy. So in the area of disinfection, it's a shining place. In the area of decontamination, that journey of proving out decontamination is subject to specific contaminants and real-life circumstances, and we continue to advance and win, showing great promise, and then the customization, if you will. When I first started, BioLargo first started down this journey in the water business, one of the slogans that's so commonly used is the water industry is a global industry practiced locally.
It's a good
global
point.
Global practice locally.
Yeah, it's a good
right?
point.
So what that means is every body of water is a little different. You get different contaminants, you get different needs, different flow rates, different outputs, different purposes. And it's a highly customized market. And what we've proven at the symposium is that we present consistently high performance of incredibly high advanced oxidation. We also prove why we could generate this incredibly high oxidation. Remember, oxidation is this ability to dismantle or destroy contaminants, right? It's a breakdown technology. We break down the contaminants that flow through the system. And we produce, clean water that's good for its purpose, whether it's drinking water all the way to gray water and reuse for irrigation or industrial recycled water that can be put back into an industrial process. All of the above are available. So the number one thing that we showed is that it works and that the claims of high performance, low cost continue to be validated. That's number one. Number two, we also did some additional work in a category called micropollutants. Micropollutants are things like pharmaceutical byproducts that are left in drinking water. And they're difficult. They're very hard to get out. Sometimes it's acids, right? These things are industrial byproducts. And what we've shown in that category is that we believe, the highest performing technology that can take those contaminants out of water. And that's a big claim, right? Now, there's work to do there, right? As I said, global market practice locally. So in each of these situations, it becomes a very customized project to solve specific problems for clients. And I think the takeaway really from the symposium is that this technology is proven, and it's got an opportunity now to be taken into the marketplace in an incredibly flexible modular design. Okay, now that's the third area that came out of the symposium. Because people always ask, can it scale? Can this technology scale? And what we showed at the symposium is really four designs. We showed a small portable unit that's literally a handheld unit that could be taken in remote areas. It could be taken anywhere in the world. We actually even hooked it up to a solar panel to show that we can perform this incredibly high oxidation potential to clean contaminated water in a portable, low energy, low cost device, number one. Number two, we showed our test unit, which is really an early, sort of the earliest scale for first commercial adoption. We then showed how you could take that model and put it into an array, right? An array means multiple canisters that can spread the water out across the system. And we showed an image of a unit that we believe could produce about 500 gallons a minute. That's pretty high volume. And then we also showed a fluid bed design, which would really be more of a batch operation that would take a body of water, treat it, batch it, and then reverse polarity to extract contaminants and things like that. So it's a little bit different purpose. The point being, the system and the science provides this incredible wide array of flexibility to suit a customer's need. And that's a big deal too. You know, we're not a one-trick pony in this water business. It has multiple purposes. All of it's driven to disinfect, decontaminate, extract contaminants, low energy, high efficiency output, and the combination really makes this system a contender for really all the major technologies that are already seeded in the market. So we definitely are a disruptor.
You've been listening to Dennis Calvert. He's the CEO of BioLargo. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol BLGO. Some of my listeners have a couple questions for you, Dennis. When Kenco says the science is proven, what does that mean for the shareholders? That's one. And how do you plan on to monetize your AOS systems?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when we say it's proven, right, science, the science is proven. So in this particular instance, what we're proving is that we can generate superoxides, these superoxidative species, right, through an electrochemical reaction. And we generate this oxidation potential that is an unprecedented level, okay? Meaning we know how to do it, we can do it consistently, we can do it well, and we can make that oxidation potential put to purposeful use for either disinfection, decontamination, or extraction of valuable waste stream components. That claim and the fact that it's low energy and high performance is proven. So what's next? Engineering. Now what you do is you take that system and you engineer it to suit specific tasks in the marketplace. And it's quasi-custom, right? It's not totally custom because there's existing designs and tools that can be put to work, but you got to make it work for a customer. You got to solve their problem and save them money. And that's the next step, is to take it from these three commercial trials, validation trials that we did, are the next precursor to now getting in the field for specific trials. Okay, so how do you monetize it? There's a whole series of opportunities. One, of course, is grants. I mean, this we believe the technology represents the public, the benefit for the public good, a greater good. It needs public funding. It's the type of resource that's going to take the technology from, really a small company with this great science that's stacked up into a contender on a global market. We think that's important. So that's a way to monetize it. The second is, now that we've got enough data where we know its limits, and we take the value propositions, we refine those. Remember, we just hired Dr. Sean Young, who is an 11-year professional working with some of the largest, to PhD, chemical engineer by training, an incredible pedigree, a super great person. Has worked 11 years in the water industry for some of the largest water companies in the world as actually a technology scout. I'll bet she's reviewed more than 100 technologies from around the world. And so what we did is we hired her. We said, and it's such a privilege to have her, but what she's doing is she's assisting us now to refine all these claims, all the data points, to specifically point to areas where the technology stands alone, right? It does things that others simply can't do. And why do you do that? Well, because that's the hot spots where market can pull you in, right? That's what we're doing. So what does that mean for monetization? It means that as we position the technology for that sort of adoption and acceptance with credibility that we've achieved, we're looking for strategic relationships with very large companies that want to see a segment of the market available to them for their strategic purposes. And that's directly in line with our intellectual property licensing strategy, which is at the foundation of our company. And that next piece, this data, the flexibility, the design, the engineering, all of this comes together to now sit in front of strategics and say, we've got something that's very valuable for you. And that's an opportunity. And then, of course, the third, so that's two, grants, strategics. The third is take the product to market. Now, that's a very high barrier to entry. right? It's going to take some capital. It's going to take people. It's going to take customers. And so our strategy is to do all three. We're doing them all. And you say, well, where are you going to go to market? Well, that's part of this analysis. You know, for a long time, we've talked about food production, like dairy and poultry, had this very highly contaminated waste stream. And so we're in discussions with customers, big ones, big corporate chains, about coming alongside with the full complement of talent, technology, and expertise to add value to their system, to reduce some of their disposal costs, increase their compliance, improve their water quality, improve their food production quality, decrease the risk. All these variables come into the proposition of monetizing. So the way we believe the technology is going to go to market is all of those. Big grants, right? Strategics for licensing, and specific markets where we have the tools to execute. And we're pursuing them all at the same time. And I'm highly encouraged. I don't think they're super fast, but we may surprise everybody one day and watch these things come to fruition. I think we're probably more prepared at this moment than in the history of the company to be able to articulate the value proposition, confidence, and data that's beyond reproach.
You know, you said earlier that you guys are not a one-trick pony, which is so true. A couple of my listeners want to know if you could catch them up on the medical products, where you're at on that, and also the commercial progress for the CooperDyne Clean.
And both very exciting assets under the umbrella of BioLargo. And so, again, we want to remind everyone that we are an invention company, right? Science and technology for sustainable solutions to help make life better. That's a broad circle, and we've narrowed down to the focal point on where we believe the highest value propositions that are executable for BioLargo is where we focus, right? So, medical. What an incredibly long journey. Remember a year and a half ago, we brought in a significant investor. We just brought in another round of capital into Clyra. Another $1 million was invested in the last 2 weeks. BioLargo actually made a significant investment into Clyra in exchange for increased equity. Remember that we're an equity holder. We do consolidate the operations as a subsidiary, and BioLargo also holds a license, a royalty-based license, once the technology goes to market for licensing in the technology that BioLargo created to make that business work, right? So it's an interesting opportunity. It's now got additional capital to get through first phases of clinical work, and we are on the verge of filing for FDA application under 510K. We were targeting the June, July, and August, and we're still pushing to make that, but it is coming down to days, all right? I mean, we are at the final strokes of reviewing applications. We do have all the data in hand necessary to complete the application, and the results are successful. So as we said in our 10Q, filing is imminent, and we're pushing every day to just push it into the go mode, and so that's imminent, and it is very near at hand, so we're excited about that. For the CooperDyne Clean, sales are continuing to increase. You referenced our sales increase quarter over quarter. I always want to remind everybody it's still an emerging market for us. It's not mature. But it is incredibly exciting. We are winning new accounts, and we're expanding with existing corporate accounts at a rapid pace. We believe the trend of increasing sales will continue for some time. Sort of momentum is with us, and we're shocking that market. We always talk about the fact that the marketplace is so surprised that there's actually an industrial odor control product that works. And it's a big deal because we're coming to a market that truly doesn't even want to hear from you. They just, you say, I've got an industrial odor control. They go, oh, no, you're not going to tell me another one, are you? Right. And it's so interesting. And you say, well, this one really works. And they say, yeah, that's what the last guy said. Well, let me prove it. And they go, I don't have time for you to sell me something I don't need. And you say, you do need it. Anywhere they're handling organic waste, like wastewater treatment and the trash handling industry, right? They're dealing with odor, especially where there's a population center, and especially in the hot belt, right, where the weather's warm. It really needs attention. And so we're winning accounts by taking on literally the toughest locations in the world, the most difficult, the most highly populated, where the local community really demands a response. And these companies absolutely want to respond. I mean, the issue that they face is that there's been no product in the market that actually does a good job until we came along. And so that one is very dynamic. It's growing quickly. Our opportunities are expanding. Everybody's scrambling. I was at lunch with our head of sales just 2 weeks ago, and we were talking over lunch. And while we sat at lunch, took three phone calls for three orders at lunch. And wow. I thought to myself, you know, what a great moment for BioLargo. So this is one where we found a sweet spot. And, I always say we love our customers, and we need to go where they love us. And they say, thank you, this is a great product, and we offer value. And in this market, we're solving a problem they didn't know they could solve. We're saving them money while we're doing it, reducing their headaches. And literally, you know, as we say, we love our customer. That means we're going to do everything possible, train them, help, support, with technical support, with on-site support. And so we're in this rapid growth mode of a high-energy sales business, providing a product that is an astonishing, bright, welcome product for an industry that just didn't even know it was possible. And that's pretty exciting.
My guest today is Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO of BioLargo. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, we practically ran out of time and everything, but if you have any closing statements real fast, if you could maybe give those to us.
Sure. I'd say, you know, I always want to remind everyone, as an innovator, we brought in a specialist who spent a couple of days at our innovation center at our research center up in Alberta. And they said, I've never seen a company innovating by the hour. And, you know, the point for investors is to understand that this is a highly evolving company with bright future and a great opportunity. And we're narrowing and focusing to execute on high value propositions. But the opportunities literally are so expansive that if you look at us today and you wait 6 months, the company is literally, you know, morphing every 6 months into this machine that has a momentum and infrastructure and talent and proper capitalization, all these tools to execute. So we're one to watch, and we're very excited about it, and we're thankful for all the support.
Dennis, I appreciate you taking your time out on your busy schedule to come on Stock Day. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in about 35 or 40 days and give us an update.
That's great, Everett. Thank you so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.